from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Browns training camp. We're in wait-and-see mode. We're waiting to see if Amari Cooper's going to go ahead and show up on time and that the contract kerfuffle will be over. We've got that going on. We've got the Gardos and Tigers and what, as Jim kind of illustrated from the Detroit side of things, what I've illustrated from the Guardian side of things is a sneaky important week for both teams in terms of how they're going to approach the second half of the season. But I just want to let everybody know, it's okay to think of the Evan Mobley deal for what it is, which is a really good moment for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, I know we got a lot of news over the weekend. I know we're not allowed to say the words Joe Biden, election, Donald Trump. Nobody wants to hear those right now, because if you really want that, just go on social media and you'll see enough of it. I tweeted this yesterday after the Biden news. If the last 4 weeks are any indication of what the next 6 months are going to look like, I really wish we could choose the option as human beings to hibernate, because social media and just the world in general is going to be a little Chernobyl-y as we figure out who's going to be the next president of the United States. Now, I digress, because I thought that Cavs fans in general would rejoice at the Evan Mobley news, that he has signed what is worth roughly $229 million upon signing, and then could be worth as much as $269 million for Evan Mobley. And yet, what I heard was he's not worth that money. Yet what I heard is he's not good enough. Yet what I heard is a string of reasons why they shouldn't have re-signed Evan Mobley, or they should have traded Evan Mobley. And I totally get that this is a perception thing. The same thing with Darius Garland. The difference is Darius did have a step back season. Like, if you're down on Darius Garland, anything I say to you is going to sound like I'm making excuses for the Cavs point guard. Well, the guy was hurt this year. Well, the specific injury that he faced was his face, and the guy lost a bunch of weight during the season. The guy also had some very serious stuff happen off the court for him involving the loss of a family member. I kind of feel like this year that the offense didn't do, and Darius and Donovan lost some of the momentum they set the year before. Again, every one of those things might sound like an excuse to you, but you can at least statistically look at Darius from 2 years ago and from 3 years ago, look at him this year and go, he took a step back. I actually think it's a blip on the radar screen. I expect Darius to reassert himself as one of the best players in the NBA, one of the best point guards in the NBA, one of the best young players in the NBA. I know we don't value 6'1" guards anymore, but I still think Darius has a lot of really good basketball ahead of him, and I still think he can reach his whatever his ceiling is. I think he can reach it if he hasn't already. So, but I get the Evan Mobley thing. I get the Darius Garland thing. I don't get the Evan Mobley thing. Evan is not taking a step back any one of those 3 years. And if you look at his numbers, if you look at offensively, like his touches versus other bigs, the Cavs have probably failed Evan more than Evan has failed the Cavs. When I talk about his offensive development, it should not have taken to February 1st for someone to go in that organization, on that coaching staff, hey, should we get the big guy to shoot better because it would help spacing? No, it shouldn't have. And quite frankly, this is where, and I put it on the guards. The guards, including Donovan Mitchell, if I have a complaint about Donovan, it's that he hasn't been aggressive enough of helping develop Evan. And I get that we always put it on the young player. It's always the player's fault. Oh, he didn't develop. Does anybody look at how hard that guy plays? Anybody wonder if he works hard or not? Because I don't. This isn't a case where, and there have been players, where the talent is obvious. Zion Williamson's a great example of this. Where it's like, all right, the talent is obvious, but man, is that guy ever going to step out of the buffet line? Far be it for me to buffet shame anyone, but Zion Williamson should have, from the jump in the NBA, been able to take over a game single-handedly, and his conditioning wasn't right, and that led to injuries. But like, Zion Williamson's a great way to look at the Evan extension if you don't like it. Everybody knew the Pelicans could have gone two ways when Zion Williamson came up for an extension. You could bite the bullet, pay the guy $250 million, and pray to God he gets on a treadmill. Or you can do the thing that, quite frankly, is not smart in the NBA, and you can sell low on a guy who could be who still has a chance to be a game changer for you. The Pelicans did the difficult thing because it doesn't make fans happy to see a guy they don't think is worthy of the money get the money, but they did the difficult thing and they took a risk on Zion Williamson. It was more of a risk to pay Zion $300 million in this last go-round than it was to take him number one in the NBA draft, although some of the fears of him became true. Buffets, injuries, whatnot. But I look at Evan Mobley, and like, Zion was a real risk. And then Zion came out this last year, stayed healthy, stayed in shape. And he elevated that team, elevated them so much that they now are willing to move on to the guy who has been the most consistent and better player, Brandon Ingram. And maybe at a discounted rate, so they can build the thing entirely around Zion Williamson. I think from where Zion was when he signed the contract to where he is now is the width of the Grand Canyon or his previous waistline. It is a wide gap that he had to make up the difference of to be worth that contract. I don't think that's the case with Evan Mobley. And I know we do this all the time. And listen, Evan and Darius are both the way that fans have, and I don't want to say all fans, but some fans have flipped the switch on those two guys. I think it's entirely because the Cavs haven't met expectations the last 2 years. We are taking out our frustration on the two guys who we thought 2 years ago when they traded for Donovan Mitchell were going to be the faces of a championship team. Can I just suggest that they could still be the faces of a championship team? Can I suggest that maybe Donovan's arrival has complicated the development of Evan Mobley? When I say development, I'm sure that he's a better three-point shooter than he was 3 years ago. So he's still developing. But you're just not seeing it statistically. And it's wild to me. Like, I understand. Team underperforms. We, the fans and media, look for somebody to blame, look for some reason, and then we point at that, and What this really speaks to me, the reaction to Evan Mobley's contract extension, what it really speaks to is firing J.B. Bickerstaff wasn't enough for most Cavs fans. Because it's not about Evan Mobley. It's about the fear that we're going to let this window with Donovan, with Darius, with Evan, with Jared, that we're just going to let it go. We're going to let it transpire without anything good happening or any time at any point becoming a real contender in the Eastern Conference. So I do understand the reaction. And my reaction to the reaction is, can we all chill a little bit? Because Evan Mobley still has the markings of a special player. And I don't understand how his performance from the second Jared Allen got hurt and was out of the playoffs. Did we not see a different level of player? Did we not see a guy who, and I don't think it's even confidence. I just think he didn't have to have the extra step of, oh, should I be doing this? Am I in the right spot? It's like you removed a layer of doubt for Evan Mobley, and he went out there and he kicked ass and took names. One in the Orlando series, where he saw the immediate uptick in those final three games without Jarrett. And then in the Boston series, he looked unguardable. And it was, in fairness, it was Darius who didn't rise to the moment. It was the role players who did not rise consistently to the moment. But Evan did everything you can ask him to. If you take the stats in the Boston series and put him in the regular season this last year, none of us are wondering whether this was a good contract extension or not. But in case you are one of those people who scoffed or leered or got frustrated or sneered at this whole contract extension, can I just remind everybody, for the second time in 3 weeks, a NBA star caliber player, and whether you think Evan is Kevin Durant or not, Evan is a guy that has consistently finished in the top of the Defensive Player of the Year award voting. He is a guy that has teased. No, he's not teased. He's given you double-double performances every night to start his first 3 years of his career. And the sky is still very much open for him to be the guy. Even if he's not Kevin Durant, maybe he's Kevin Garnett. Maybe he's Tim Duncan. Maybe instead of a wing, maybe we just got the projection wrong on him, and instead of a elite wing, he's just going to be an elite big. This is a very good thing for the Cleveland Cavaliers. But as I listen to our station today, as I listen to the Bonin Boys, as I listen to Baskin and Phelps, you would have thought they paid Scoonie Penn $200 million. You would have thought Robert Tractor Trailer rose from the grave and was immediately handed a max contract. Evan Mobley is not, okay, from where Zion Williamson was when Zion signed his max contract to where Zion is today, it was the Grand Canyon of gaps. It is the Michael Strahan's teeth of gaps. All right? But when it comes to Evan, he is 3 to 7 touches away from scoring the points the way you want him to. And I just, so everybody knows, just so we're really clear, does Evan have to get that extra gear? People call it the killer instinct. It's one of those you know when you see it things. There's no concrete, oh, he found the killer instinct. It's like on Madden. Oh, he earned the killer instinct badge. The Cavs also have to bring that out in him. And it starts by getting him the ball earlier. It starts by unlocking him, his ability as a passer, which is by far his most underrated trait to this point. He is an elite passer. So even if you're not going to have him bring up the ball to court every single time, even if you're not going to use him like Scottie Pippen on the 96 Bulls as a point forward all the time, it is on the Cavs to get more out of Evan Mobley. And you do that, and Evan owns his little piece here. But at the same point, guys, how do you do that? Well, it starts by getting him more involved and making sure from game 1 to game 82 that you're doing everything you can to let that guy know it's his team too. I think sometimes Evan still thinks like a part-time player or like a platoon player because he's 23 and being respectful of the dudes around him. encourage the guy, tell him he's a superstar, and use him in the offense other than, well, there's 5 seconds left in the clock. Let's dump it off to Evan and see if he can get 2 points. Why do stores that make these prepackaged salads and sell them, why do they have to make it just a little bit tougher? Like, it's already salad, all right? Salad is a tough sell if you prefer sugar over good things for you. But I'm eating the salad, and I'm like, man, there should be some croutons with this. At which point, I see at the bottom of the salad a clear container with about 7 croutons in it. You put the chicken on top, you put the cheese on top, you put the shaved carrots on top, you put the salad dressing on top. Couldn't have put croutons on top? Because right now, I have a clear plastic bag with ranch dressing on it because I didn't see it until after I started consuming the salad. I'm just saying, like, just thinking out loud here. Just maybe, who looks at the bottom of the salad for anything that is in a bag? All right, can we get our heads? I told you, Tigers getting out of the cage today. I'm feeling better, all right? It's probably better that today was a solo show and that Dusty, and we expect Dusty to be back tomorrow, of course. Hi, Dusty, hope you're doing well, buddy. But, yeah, like, it's probably better that he's not here to catch strays directly from me and that this is therapy today. We had Jim Costa on. I just haggled with him for a few minutes, so I'm feeling better. But let's do better there, Salad Builders of America. By the way, training camp kicks off in West Virginia Thursday in the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Crew of Daryl and Andy have you covered. Subscribe to the podcast now at 923thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. We will have some Browns talk today, some AFC North talk on the way as training camp opens up. And some see the parallels between one often injured AFC North quarterback and our oft injured AFC North quarterback. I do not. We'll get to that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, but we're having the Evan Mobley conversation today. And I know I'm not the only person who was like, well, that's awesome. Evan Mobley wants to be here. The Cavs want him here. I know that we're going to start getting into aprons. So I got to start caring about that, right? That's honestly the things that teams make you talk about and act like, for instance, in Cleveland, I have to embrace this idea of trading good players for the Guardians every 6 years because the economics in baseball suck. If you're a Guardians fan, or if you're a Royals fan, or if you're a Rays fan, I have to embrace that because otherwise I just couldn't be a fan of the team. Francisco Lindor was the most hyped prospect of the last 30 years, probably since Manny Ramirez or Jim Thome. That's the level of hype we had for Frankie Lindor. Frankie came here, and I know towards the end, and honestly, since he got paid, he hasn't been the guy he was at his absolute peak in Cleveland, but I had to come out and be like, yeah, I guess it's time to trade Lindor. You gotta get value. You realize how much it sucks when you want to talk about your team, when you're like, ah, like the Tigers, I just mentioned it. Oh, we gotta get value for Skubal. Or what if we did something really outrageous? What if we tried to win? Like, what if fans could just care about winning every single year? Isn't that a novel thought? I feel the same way about aprons and talking about, are they going to be a first apron team, a second apron team? If your concern when signing Evan Mobley is how this thing might look 3 years from now, no, that's a Kobe Altman concern. All right? When Kobe wakes from his coma to actually make a move for the Cavs that isn't re-signing one of his two superstars, when Kobe finally comes out of hibernation, that's a Kobe concern. It's not a Nick Wilson concern. I don't give a damn about the go out there, spend money, win me a title. But I think it's interesting because I just put this up at Nick Wilson says, have you given up on Evan Mobley being the best player on a Cavs playoff team within the next 3 years? And about 56% of people say no. 44% of people say yes. I don't think we're that far off. Listen, Donovan sets a high bar. Because Donovan is a top 15 player. And it might not look the way we thought it was going to look. But if you're selling Evan Mobley stock, I'll buy everything you got on the cheap. All right? This is This is Apple before Steve Jobs came back. This is like when Blockbuster could have owned Netflix for $1 million in 2000. And 5 years later, it's like 10 years later, Blockbuster ceased to exist and Netflix was on its very prodigious run to become one of the biggest streaming services in America. I'll take this. I'll take that low stock option bet on Evan Mobley. But it was interesting because, and if you think I'm just coming up with this or that this is a straw man, if you think because, you know, somebody else on this show isn't actively running down Evan Mobley that I might be making any of this up, I'm going to give you a taste. This is one caller, Alex in Cleveland, who called into Baskin and Phelps today, and this is the bar he now sets for Evan Mobley.
Alex in Cleveland.
Maybe the scheme for Mobley is not correct. And but then also I say this here. He might not have the dog in because he might not be built that way.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And you know what? He remind me of a player like that we had before. He remind me like of Hot Rod Williams. And if he could play like Hot Rod Williams, if he can get you 16 and 10, that'd be okay. And that's the kind of player we need. But right now, I don't think he has the dog in him. And that's something maybe he needs to learn over a period of time.
I love this, does he have the dog in him conversation. I also love when everybody proclaims they have the dog in him. Oh, I got that dog in him. And then most don't. I do that. There's a reason why there are top 25 NBA players and top 15 players and top 5 players. You don't get to be a top 20 player and not have that dog in you. Feel very ridiculous saying that phrase repeatedly. But, like Donovan Mitchell, you watch Donovan play, Donovan has command and has a confidence and has a determination about him. And you can see that because he has the ball in his hands 90% of the time. I don't know how you can gauge the dog in somebody if the dude doesn't get the ball till 4 seconds left on the clock, when he's not getting the ball at the elbow, when his opportunities that come on the three-point line sure seem to be a, well, somebody's got to shoot it. How about you, Evan? The Cavs have done. And this is why I was very comfortable moving on from J.B. Bickerstaff. I think J.B.'s an okay coach. I think he probably profiles as more of a rebuilding coach. But if you had not traded for Donovan 2 years ago, I'm probably not talking about trading or firing J.B. Bickerstaff this year with the energy, the robust fierceness that I did, because my expectations would have been built off Evan and Darius and not have you been to the Eastern Conference Finals yet. At the same point, the lack of an offensive system and the, hey, let's just go roll the ball out there and you guys will figure it out because you're NBA players, it absolutely hurt Evan Mobley. I think Hot Rod Williams is one of the most underrated. He was one of my favorite players when I was growing up because he did have that dog in him. Because John Williams made more out of his talents than just about anybody in the Cavaliers. So to this day, I think Hot Rod Williams is one of the more underrated players in Cavaliers history. So I don't want this to come across as demeaning Evan Mobley in any way. Or Hot Rod Williams. Specifically Hot Rod Williams. Evan is already a better player than Hot Rod was. Hot Rod wasn't a 16 and 10 guy. He had a few years that he was a 16 and 10 guy. For his career, Hot Rod Williams profiled as more of a rotational bench piece. 11 points per game, 7 rebounds per game, 2 assists per game. That's really good for a 6-man off the bench. Evan Mobley's averaging 16 points a game, 9.5 rebounds per game, 3 assists per game. And the kid is 23. So I think it's going to look different than it did. I don't think he's a wing. And that's not a developmental problem, guys. That's just not who he is. You can't turn somebody into a wing So, like, there in terms of skill set, by the time you get to the NBA, can you get a better handle? Sure. Can you get to become a better shooter? LeBron did. Several other players. Can you refine? I mean, look at how Steph is as a shooter now. Steph is probably even a better shooter than he was coming out of college. So you can get better. And
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think you can tweak your roles, be a big wing versus a small wing, all that. But in terms of, there's no shame if Evan Mobley's just an elite big. And I think he's on the cusp of that. And I don't know if Evan's ever going to be the best player on a championship team. I don't know. And that's not I'm down on Evan. It's, you don't know. If you'd asked me 2 years ago, will LaMelo be the best player on a championship team? I'd say he could be. And the dude has kind of gone Zion. He's been injured or aloof. I no longer really know on LaMelo. I'll be honest with you. Right now, today, we are very confident Anthony Edwards is apparently the biological son of Michael Jordan. One or two seasons where he doesn't take it to the next level, there are going to be people saying, well, is Anthony Edwards a disappointment? And that'll be a dumb conversation. So I don't know if Evan a championship team. But do I think that there is a moment, it might be this year. I don't think this year, but it could be this year. But there might be a moment this year where we look up, and if Kenny Atkinson, I don't know, develops an offense that brings out the best in Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell, that we're starting to look at Evan Mobley as more on the same par as Donovan. And then, once we get to that level, the new level is... let's look at, can Evan become maybe another step? But I don't think Evan has ceased to develop. I don't think Evan's trajectory is Hot Rod John Williams at 23 years old. I also don't know definitively it's Giannis. I don't know definitively it's Nikola Jokic or Joel Embiid or Kevin Arendt. But that doesn't mean that this kid is some sort of bum or scrub. And I want to say this for like the third time in this hour. Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley have both agreed to sign here long term. And in a year, guys, we could reevaluate and you could decide maybe trading Evan is the way you take the next step. That's hypothetically anything's possible from where we are right now. But Evan and the Cavs and Donovan being in business with each other, I think this should have us all buzzing, not groaning. We're reacting to the Evan Mobley extension. And I'm really excited for the Cavs. Am I frustrated after the last two playoff runs? Yes. Am I as certain as I was for 2 years ago that the core four is going to be here intact and that's how you're going to win a championship? Not even close. But it's so weird that listen, it's not unheard of. We move the goalposts all the time in sports. We do. It's okay. That comes with expectations. But Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell both committing long-term to this organization can only be seen as a positive thing. If the worst-case scenario is in a year Donovan asks out, guys, you're going to get a mint for Donovan Mitchell. If the worst-case scenario is in a year's time, you start to think of Evan as a means to an end, meaning trading him somewhere to get somebody to win with Donovan Mitchell. That's not the worst case. The worst case scenario is losing somebody with incredible upside for nothing. The worst case scenario is those guys leaving free agency the way they have pretty consistently in all three sports, and certainly in baseball and in the NBA for the Cavaliers. So we're happy with this. Also, we're watching the U.S. and Germany right now. I think you should be banned from Olympic basketball if you complain at the officials in an Olympic game. Like, I realize that the NBA, that I just have to deal with this. But what the NBA's come to is, teams on any given night in the NBA, LeBron is going to spend more time bitching at officials than he is actually playing defense. Same thing, by the way, same thing on the Cavaliers. If they ever replace Jerry West as the logo, because that's now that Jerry West is gone, people are like, well, let's go ahead and get rid of that logo. Sure, it's been the face of the league for 50 years, but he gone, so is the logo. Then if you're going to do it, I don't want it of Michael Jordan. I don't want it of LeBron. I don't want it of Kobe. I don't want it of Shaq. I just want it as an anonymous NBA player with his hands out to his side, motioning to the refs, where's my call? That's what I want the new logo to be. That being said, if you do that, it's embarrassing when I have every single player. Here's the, because it's not just like Shaq complaining. All right, it's not just like LeBron complaining. It's like the seventh guy on the team. It's like you get they'll call up like a G League player, and he's riding the refs up and down the court. Dude, you're nobody. I know you were really good in high school. You might have had a good stint in college. Maybe you got some NIL. Simmer down. But I'm watching this Germany and U.S. game. And by the way, I still hate the Wagner brothers. I want to beat Germany. This is as bad as I've wanted to beat Germany in about 80 years. Because these ass clowns, speaking of guys that think, and Franz Wagner is actually a really good wing in the NBA, so I shouldn't lump them together. You would think Mo Wagner was birthed from like Cheryl Miller and Arvydas Sabonis. Like he was birthed to be... at 16 on the cover of Sports Illustrated, not LeBron James. Sorry, the tag got in the cage on that one. I told you it was going to happen. But yeah, Bam Adebayo, who I just watched Anthony Edwards take the dumbest shot that you could possibly take. It bounced off nowhere near the square on the backboard, and Instead of hustling down on defense, Bam Adebayo, who was not in frame, he's on the other side of the court. Bam Adebayo is bitching at these international refs as if they're pro-Germany. Man, you're giving Germany all the calls. Say 1942, Hoss. Simmer the hell down. And by the way, while I'm on the train of calling people out, I paid zero attention to the Baseball Hall of Fame inductions this weekend. And at first, it happened by accident. I just forgot. I know it happens after the All-Star break, but we had some pretty big political news. Not sure if you've heard about this, if you've seen about this, if you heard about this. The Evan Mobley contract extension, training camps underway. I got Pat Mahomes throwing 60-yard dimes to a kid out of Texas, and now all of a sudden the Chiefs are back. They just won a championship. It's tough for them to be back. They just won a championship. But I have all this kind of news. And then I'm hosting on the Infinity Sports Network, so I'm getting ready on Sunday's show. And there was an internal dialogue of, do I talk about it? Because, like, I hate the fact Jim Leland is such a big part of Tigers history, because I think Jim Leland's one of the most underrated managers of the last 40 years, and the guy's a Hall of Famer. But I just think he's a tremendous manager. And I think we talk a lot about Tony La Russa. We talk a lot about guys. We talk a lot about Tito. But when we talk about best manager of the last 30 years, Jim Leland probably comes up fifth in most conversations. And he deserves to be right up there with La Russa. So I like Jim Leland. Todd Helton. I kind of have a soft spot for the Rockies. The ownership in Colorado has been god-awful for like 30 years. Rockies fans just keep showing up to Coors Field. They're kind of like what the Guardians were for like 30 years, where it was like, this is finally the year, 1987, Corey Snyder, Joe Carter, Tom Candiotti, it's time. And no, it wasn't. That's kind of like the Rockies. So when I started thinking about it, I was like, well, maybe. And then I realized, I think the Hall of Fame needs what baseball needs. Baseball needed to be woken up. Baseball had let the game slow down. They let the quality of play slow down. They let the shift and advances in pitching sciences and all this stuff slow down and muddy up the game. And it took baseball damn near 20 years to realize that an entire generation of kids was just not paying attention. And even young, I'm going to call myself younger here, even millennials had started to lose their way when it came to baseball. But they finally did it. They finally understood, hey, maybe we should add a pitch clock, restrict the shift, and make baseball watchable again. And look the wonders that it's done for baseball. Guys, if anybody's complaining about the MLB All-Star Game after this week, it was two hours, 25 minutes. You got a Paul Skeens moment. You got an Ohtani moment. You got all these great indelible image moments. And by the way, if the biggest complaint you have is your All-Star festivities, you're doing okay. It's not the biggest complaint I have about baseball. The Hall of Fame needs that as well. This is going to be the softest. I know the people in Cooperstown are listening right now and thinking, don't say it, Nick. Don't you mention a boycott. This weekend just confirmed, because it's been like a cold war. I've had a cold war with the Hall of Fame because of all the dumb ass conversations about whether this guy should be in the Hall of Fame or not. Meanwhile, Ty Cobb was probably one of the most vile human beings to ever set foot on the planet. He literally kidnapped a kid for a whole month, and he happened to be a black kid. A whole month. And by the way, I was speaking facetiously there. Ty Cobb was a racist who kidnapped a black kid because he thought he was a good, this is true, a good luck charm. And then when the luck ran out, Ty Cobb left him in the town in the middle of America, wherever the luck ran out. Ty Cobb routinely spiked other players, ended careers, was an awful human being. And he's in the Hall of Fame. So my Cold War is now turning into a full boycott. I was on a national network where I could have killed an hour easily yesterday talking about the Hall of Fame, the inductions, the pageantry, and I declined. This is now an official boycott. I will not be watching or adhering to. Like, basically, Cooperstown now is like the NBA MVP voting. Yeah, it's cool if you get a couple of votes. It doesn't mean a damn thing. Narratives carry the way with NBA MVP. Same thing with the NFL MVP. Same thing with all the voting awards. They don't mean anything anymore. Because it's just about... It has nothing to do with actually who is the best and everything to do with who you can convince and make the best argument with that is the best. That's not the same damn thing. LeBron should have been the MVP for about 15 straight years. MJ should have been the MVP for about 12 straight years. On any given year, Kevin Durant, even post-Achilles, could have had one or two years. It's James Harden's turn. Ah, the guy that doesn't play defense. Yeah, let's give him. Yeah, he's the most valuable player who sits at half court and waits for his shots, who cherry picks. Baseball Hall of Fame's no different. Baseball Hall of Fame, until Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, till every steroid guy is in there, and let's be honest, until Pete Rose is in there, as long as we're keeping racists in there, as long as we're keeping vile human beings who kidnap kids and then leave them in the middle. I mean, by the way, I highlighted Ty Cobb. We could find more. We could find plenty more problematic. Babe Ruth, I don't know if you guys know this. Babe was not the squeaky clean individual. Until we let everybody in the Hall of Fame who actually belong, it's just the Hall of Hypocrisy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.